You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
You're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 Sarasota and TTRN.com. You can listen to us by going to WTMY1280.com. You can also go to TTRN, where the show will be archived. It's a pleasure to introduce you to Carol Margolis. And Carol has a company called Smart Women Travelers, and she launched this in 2008. And she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome to Talking Travel, Carol.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you.
Tell us a bit about Smart Women. It looks as though you've geared this mainly to business type rather than the tourist type. Is that correct?
That was the intention when we started Smart Women Travelers, is that I saw a gap in the information available to women who travel in their careers or to conferences, as we, you know, which I've been doing for 20-some years. And I really wanted all the strategies on how to handle the kids when you're not at home or find relationships when you're on the road, etc. But I found over time that a lot of our members are really women who travel maybe two or three times a year for conferences, not as maybe as routinely as business travelers do. And the travel to them is more disruptive to their lives than someone like me who travels all the time.
Now, you travel both domestically and internationally, I assume.
I do, yes.
So what would you say the first most important thing a woman should think about before she leaves on a trip?
The first important thing is to be prepared, both for whoever you're leaving at home as well as for your journey. So leaving at home, it may be preparing a list of all the emergency numbers for your husband or caregiver to manage the family with.
Good point.
Right. It's, you know, a simple thing that should be in the homes anyway. And really having your checklist as far as what you need on your trip and bringing some things that you need for your work or your conference and for some pleasure, so you really find the time to have some fun during your journey as well.
Obviously, packing is a big part of it. I travel quite a bit. I just never get it right. Do you have some pointers on that one?
I think we all struggle with that, Roy. You know, we always want to take more than what we really end up wanting to carry through our trips. And it's selecting a color of the week or two colors and realizing that you cannot take your entire closet with you. Be conservative. You can reuse clothes, mix and match, and get away with as few different, you know, clothing items as possible. Same with shoes. Plan ahead of time that you can wear the same couple of pair of shoes throughout the week. It makes your packing so much easier, and you realize at the end of your journey, you survive just fine without bringing three times as many clothes as you were going to wear.
Right. I think the other thing that everyone should keep in mind is that most hotels have the same-day wash or dry cleaning service, so if you find that something got a little wrinkled, the maid will probably press it. And in many, many cases, I would say probably in most cases, you'll find an iron and an ironing board in the room. I'm not particularly keen on doing that, but I think a lot of people would not have a problem with it.
Right, and I don't like ironing at all either. But I do not iron at home just to put something in my suitcase to have to re-iron it again at the hotel.
Right, exactly.
So I do often put clothing, especially if I've got a lot of wrinkle clothing that's more prone to wrinkling, inside the plastic bags from the dry cleaners. That keeps a lot of the wrinkles out. And as well, you know, I do use the hotel dry cleaning service. I don't usually do laundry, but I do send my slacks out or jackets out to be cleaned. It's, not that much money, and it helps me pack less during my trips.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, how do you make a trip a little bit more fun? I mean, you know, preparing for a trip and going on a trip can be stressful. So these days, it's even more stressful with the TSA and all the things that we have to deal with at the airport. So what advice can you give the lady travelers on this one?
Oh, and this applies to even all travelers, is just go with a sense of enjoyment that you're going to meet new friends. You know, you're going to, I always am very polite to the TSA agents, you know, good morning, good afternoon. I don't joke too much with them because you don't know what they can tolerate or not, but I'm always very friendly. And I have such a great sense of gratitude for being able to travel as much as I do and meet as many people as I do, that when I go with that sense of gratitude and enjoyment, I really have such great trips. I don't have a lot of delays. You know, certain cities probably have more than maybe where I live, but that has helped. So if I do have a delay, I don't get stressed. I say, well, I've got a book to read, I've got music to listen to, or let me hit the bookstore, and I find the fun in it. I find some way to get through it without being stressed. I find the stress just makes the travel so much more, you know, irksome, and it really doesn't need to be.
I think you're right. I think the we tend to bring a lot of additional stress on ourselves when we don't really need to. You just find a way to just get out of that frame of mind and just deal with it. I mean, it is what it is, and there's not much you can do about it. The people that I feel sorry for are the ones recently that were stuck on an airplane for 8 hours or however many hours it was. That's a little bit out of the ordinary, but as a rule, you're right. You can take a lot of the stress up just by reading or relaxing or have a drink, whatever. And talking about that, and we always get into eating, it seems, around mealtime. But what about, I always gain weight when I go on a trip. No matter where I go, no matter what, everybody wants to go for lunch. Everybody wants these big dinners. How do you handle that?
I have been lately very successful at handling that. I've had my share of challenges with weight gains over the years, too. And now I always ask for what I want in a restaurant. I don't assume that what's on the menu is all they have. If it's sauces over fish or chicken, I'll ask them to cook it without the sauce. And every restaurant has been very accommodating. So really it's going out and it's having maybe one glass of wine instead of two or three. And it's passing up the bread basket, and just making your healthier choices. The protein without all the sauces, maybe leave the baked potato with all the fixings behind and have some extra vegetables. And I have been really doing very well on my weight loss and have been eating very successfully. And airports also, I'm able to find better choices. It's a matter of just looking and asking.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now that you mention it, the airport seemed to, well, the big word today is green, but they seem to have a lot healthier choices at the airports than they did some years ago. Now, the next obvious thing is that how do you go about selecting hotels when you're going to on a particular trip?
A couple different things. You know, if you're a frequent traveler, you're usually staying with one brand of hotels to, you know, stay with their point system. So that's one of my first criteria. Another one is safety. I want to make sure that the hotel is near to where I'm going and yet in a safe enough area. I think that's a huge concern to women. And has the amenities that I'm looking for. You know, if I'm traveling alone and I'm not one that wants to go out to dinner every night by myself, maybe once a week I'll do that. I'm looking for a hotel that has a restaurant inside that I can, you know, that I can eat at, so I'm not going out all the time. So it depends. If I'm with a group of people, it may be different criteria because then we've got more of a social events going on in the evening, et cetera, or conference events.
And these days, most of the hotels have areas where you can, if they don't have a track, they have rooms where, of course, you can get some exercise. How do you deal with that on an average business trip?
A few things. First, I talk myself into working out every couple of days. It's still, you know, it's a challenge. It's easy to get back to the hotel and not want to do it. But so I had that little talk with myself to get down to the fitness center. But if I don't get down to the fitness center, if it's a late night, I always have exercise bands with me. And that I can use the bands in my hotel room. I can get a good arm workout, leg workout, etc., right in my room. And, yes, most hotels have some sort of fitness center. Again, go during the day or early evening when it's more populated. You know, you don't want to be down there usually at 10 or 11 o'clock when you're the only one down there. Not a safe feeling. But otherwise, I work out in my room.
Now, I find if I put my tennis shoes on, I can usually get out the door, but getting into the shoes is the big step.
It is. And usually it's right when I get there at night, get on the workout clothes right away, because if I don't do it right away, it's not going to happen.
I read somewhere some time ago that if you want to feel better, you're on a trip and you have to go out for a dinner. When you change your shoes, just change your shoes. If for some reason or other, that gives you a better feeling, and that's what I do with my tennis shoes. Once I have them on, I have a whole different frame of mind, and I can usually get out the door and, or as you say, get down to the exercise room and work out. Tell us a bit more about your website, Carol, if you will.
Well, Smart Women Travelers.
And your company in general.
Okay. Well, I founded Smart Women Travelers, and our website is smartwomentravelers.com. To really have a community of women who travel both for conferences and their career or even just for fun, you know, a way for women to connect. So we've got lots of tons of free articles on there on strategies about every part of your life that involves travel, home or on the road. We've got a forum where women can ask and post answers to questions. We've got a blog that we update. We send out newsletters every couple of weeks. And we've got teleseminars where we bring in speakers of some relevant topic to travel, and it's been a great fun. We've got women and men members from around the globe.
I see that you have a section called, I guess it's the blog, it's called pearlsoftravelwisdom.com.
Right.
Tell me a little about that.
Well, our tagline for Smart Women Travelers became, you know, a pearl revealed in each and every trip. So it's really finding that joy, that nugget of gold or that pearl in each trip, finding some new friend or some new location, some new restaurant that you can have, some, you know, find some enjoyment in. And so the blog name just became just lots of pearls, string them all together, pearls of travel wisdom, just stringing together lots of different strategies that work well for us.
Sounds wonderful to me. Carol, why don't you give our audience the website that so they can check it out.
I will do that. It is www.smartwomentravelers.com.
Our guest has been Carol Margolis and of Smarter Women Travelers, and I thank you very much for joining us, Carol, on Talking Travel.
And thank you.
Bye for now.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, severe arthritis, joint pain, or fibromyalgia? Living every day in pain can make you depressed, fatigued, and moody. You can even be losing sleep. Well, I can help you stop the pain today with a free sample of Pain Free. Pain Free is a revolutionary new safe and effective cream that uses the natural power of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate. Simply rub Pain Free on the skin and your body will naturally melt away the pain fast. Get your free supply of Pain Free now and see if Pain Free is right for you. Only pay shipping and handling.
Just call Pain Free toll free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
Pain Free is trusted by professional athletes for quick pain relief. So free yourself from depression, fatigue, and chronic pain for only the cost of shipping and handling.
Just call Pain Free toll free at 1-877-283-3445. That's 1-877-283-3445.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 Sarasota and on TTRN.com. The sanctuary at Kiwa Island off of South Carolina's coast is celebrating their fifth anniversary, and here to tell us all about it is Mr. Vijay Singh. Welcome to Talking Travel.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to tell people about it.
It's a pleasure. Kind of fill us in, first of all, maybe we're going to do it geographically and then get into the property itself.
Fantastic. Geographically, Kiwa Island is located about 17 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. The international airport that brings people in is located in Charleston, and then you have this fantastic, beautiful drive all the way south, going south on a highway, which is a two-lane highway, very romantic, oak trees, you know, the whole Spanish moss, and then you come over this little bridge, and then you land up in this 10-square-mile island that has the Atlantic, perhaps the most spectacular views of the Atlantic Ocean. So it's south of Charleston, and it's about 40 minutes from Charleston down to Kiwa.
Now, you're celebrating your fifth anniversary. In
yes,
fact,
sir, fifth,
August was your fifth anniversary.
August 20th was our fifth anniversary. And obviously, it was built from ground up. It was a ground-up construction, a $135 million construction right on the ocean. And the theme behind, the story behind it is that it's a grand mansion by the sea, and everything about it is about being in the South. It's about it's these plantation style building. It's got we have 95 rooms, 95% of our 255 rooms that face the ocean in some way, shape, or form. When we talk about a oceanfront room, we are talking about 20 feet from the ocean. That's how close we are. And then we also, we have stunning beaches. The beaches have been rated as number one family beach in the nation. And so we have all this. We have all this going for us. We also have 5 golf courses, and we have recreation that I've got to tell you. I've been in this industry for 15 to 18 years, and I've never seen a recreation program that's quite as extensive as what Kiwa offers.
And being a general manager of a 5-diamond and 5-star status is quite a responsibility, I should imagine.
Well, it is, and not to sound cliched, but you really, I tell in my orientation class, I tell people all the time, I'm the least important person in the hotel. If I don't show up for work tomorrow, probably nobody is going to miss me except my owner or my boss. But if an employee who is working in our restaurant at Jasmine Porch, if he or she doesn't show up and is not able to provide that personalized service, that's where it really has becomes very critical for us. So my responsibility is really making sure that I have a environment for our ladies and gentlemen that they can just thrive in.
And a good team. Yep.
Yeah, and make it as pleasant for them as possible, so that when they do have concerns, we address it right away and we make sure that they are well taken care of. And ultimately, that's what provides the great service for the guests.
And, of course, the property's had a lot of kudos. I see where Island Golf Resort is currently ranked as number one resort in the U.S. by Golf World magazine.
Right.
And one of the top 5 tennis resorts in the U.S. by Tennis Magazine.
Exactly.
And it goes on and on and on. So it obviously is a very impressive property. Now, tell us about the number of rooms and villas and a little bit about that.
Sure. The Sanctuary is the luxury component of the island. We have 255 rooms, and we would term it luxury property. Each room is about 500 square feet, and each room has a balcony. And like I said, 95% of these rooms have some sort of an ocean view. We only have 9 rooms that are facing away from the ocean. And we have a grand lobby. We have 2 restaurants in the hotel. One is a premier steakhouse, and the other one is a low country style cuisine. It's called Jasmine Porch. Then in season, we have our poolside grill that opens up. We have pool service, beach service. All that is part of the hotel.
And you have 600 private villas.
600 villas. Now, we have a whole separate segment of the island that we manage 600 villas on. And 600 villas are partial ownership. So we do all the maintenance. We do all of the maintenance and engineering aspect and checking in, checking out people. And that is handled by the ladies and gentlemen that work in the villas. And now those out of the 600 villas, you have 20 to 30 premier homes. These are multi-million dollar oceanfront homes that we rent out, and very, very popular during the season and off season. Then we have villas ranging from 1 bedroom to 3 bedroom to 4 bedrooms to 8 to 10 bedrooms. So you have a big, large inventory of
choices.
Lodging.
Yeah,
I can
see that. And of course, you've hosted a number of the major golf tournaments.
Yes, we have. And we had the Ryder Cup, obviously, in the early 90s. We had the Senior PGA that just took place last year, and the World Golf Tournament that took place the year before that. And we're looking forward to the PGA event in 2012. So we've had some. We've had some great events and very exciting events that have taken place on the Ocean Course, which is one of our premier golf courses.
Yeah, the courses are really high rated from everything I've read about it.
Well, and it's also rated the most difficult. So, if you really want to come in and try your hand at it. And it is truly one of the most remarkable experiences one can have if you're playing golf. And even if you're not a great golfer, to be out of the Ocean Course, any of the 5 courses that we have, to walk the Ocean Course and to see what opens up in front of you is absolutely spectacular.
Now, what about meeting space?
meaning space. We have, so like I said, we have the villa component, we have the sanctuary component. In the sanctuary, we have 16,500 square feet of banquet space. That is where all meetings are taken. We have a ballroom that's 6,500 square feet. We have a junior ballroom, which we call the terrace, which is oceanfront, and we do tons of wedding out there. We also have a lot of outdoor space. We have the grand lawn that we do functions on. We have two additional lawns that are oceanfront that people love to have the outdoor functions during the fall, spring. Then the villa has the east has a conference center that it can accommodate. That is the ballroom space itself is about 7,500 square feet. And other breakout rooms that totals up to about 14,500 square feet of banquet space that's available from the villas. So we have tons of. In addition to that, we have five clubhouses that have meeting spaces in that as well. So if somebody's looking for that club experience and personalized club experience, then we are able to channel that kind of business into.
So you can pretty much handle a lot of the meetings and conventions.
Oh, yeah. We can handle business meetings from 600, 700 to as small as 5, 6. I mean, we have a wide range of, we can cover a wide range of meetings.
Great. Let's chat a little bit about your spa.
Spa, yeah. Spa is also rated 5-star. And we got our rating, the 5-star rating in the spa last year at the same time that we got the hotel. And it is perhaps the best kept secret. I've been to world-class spas all around the world and have to tell you, when it comes down to intimacy, when it comes down to really personalized service, then this is hands down one of the best spas that I've been in. Our spa director is homegrown. She started with us during opening, and she's moved up the ranks, and she's done an unbelievable job. We have 9 treatment rooms, and we have a slew of treatments that you can go up and down, from couples massages to sports massages to hot stone massages to some of the spas. Roy, you and I would probably not even know what that meant, but you know, for the spa goers, it's absolutely a fantastic thing. Now, we also, this year, we're doing this really fun stuff. We're actually creating a wellness weekend, which is coming up in October. And in this weekend, we are custom designing an individual who will be coming to the hotel, checking to the spa, and they have spa rooms which surrounds the spa itself, and they are going to get a series of life lessons, wellness lessons that we are catering. There's speakers, there's a particular kind of cuisine. We'll be training them in yoga and Pilates. And it's a full weekend. It's a 4-day weekend that allows an individual to completely immerse themselves into the wellness piece of the spa. It's going to be very exciting for us. This is the first time we're going to be doing it, so we're looking forward to really having fun with it.
And you have both inside and outside pools.
We have. Pool area is really spectacular. We have, for the villas, we have this beautiful, beautiful recreation center where we have a nature center as well as a beautiful outdoor pool. And then for the sanctuary, we have a family pool. This is all in one location. Family pool. We have an adult pool that only adults can go to, infinity pool right by the ocean, the kids' wading pool. We also have an indoor pool, which is a lap pool for adults.
Now, I saw an interesting fact, and that was that the hotel site was actually raised 20 feet to allow an unobstructed view from the first level floor. Is that was quite impressive.
Yes, it is. You know, when you really think about it, the positioning of this, the vision behind this hotel was to position it as a seaside manor, obviously. And then to really give it a sense of place, ocean has to play in a big portion of what you see and what you feel in this hotel. So the hotel was built 20 feet up, and at any vantage point around the in the ocean in the hotel, you're actually looking down on the ocean. So the views are very unobstructed. So when you drive up into the porte-cochere, all the windows are looking towards the ocean. So even as you're driving into the porte-cochere, you're 20 feet up, so you're actually looking through these windows and looking at the ocean, and you kind of go, what is that shimmering light? Till you actually walk into the lobby and kind of go, wow, that is the ocean. And you see it from the time you drive up till the time you leave. Everything is about the ocean. So that 20 feet really adds a great
makes
great,
a big difference.
View for
yep.
it.
Yep. Well, You know, what I also find interesting, you have this great spa, but you also have some great dining. How does one find an interesting balance for that?
You know, initially, every hotel is built on what they feel the customer is going to be looking for. Over a period of 3 years, we were able to determine that our Jasmine Porch, which is our low country cuisine, is a very popular cuisine. It is something that people come to Charleston to really experience. So that was a lock-on. I mean, you know, we have low country cuisine in Jasmine Porch that is very successful. Then we were in the Ocean Course that started off with the Ocean Room started off as a American-style simple cuisine. And then over a period of time, I came to realize that it needs to be a little more traditional. So we went the route of the steakhouse. Now, Roy, it's not like any other steakhouses that you would be able to go to. It's a very high-end steakhouse, not on the price, but just on the experience, because it has ocean views. It's a gorgeous, perhaps one of the most beautiful rooms that I have been associated with, overlooking the balcony, and then the balcony is overlooking the ocean and the spectacular 180-degree view of the ocean. And so the steakhouse there is all about using the finest local products that the chef has his interpretation of in the side dishes. And it's done remarkably well. Because of the five clubhouses we have the option of really offering people who own the villas and the sanctuary a vast variety of foods. So one of our clubhouses is Italian. Another clubhouse is seafood. So we are able to offer a lot of offerings to people who come onto the island.
Having said all that, how about reservations and a website?
Reservations and websites, we have the...
I can give you the res number if you want. It's 1-800-576-1585, or for that's for groups. And for the social reservations, it's 1-877-683-1234, and I'll let you give the website.
And the website is www.kiowaisland.com.
That's it. And my guest has been the general manager of the sanctuary at Kiwa Island Golf Resort, Mr. Vijay Singh. Thank you very much for joining Talking Travel.
Bye
for
now. Appreciate the time.
It's a pleasure. Bye.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0569. 1-800-410-0569. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0569.
Please listen carefully. The next 55 seconds could help change your life. If you're looking to start your own business or an efficient way to supplement your current income, the opportunity exists now to join one of the most successful internet-based marketing systems. And better yet, you can do this right from your home. That's right. The economic advantage of no expense and time wasted commuting to and from work. You'll get the training and the support you need through online seminars and conference calls to help make your business a success. Powerful internet and computer-based technology systems assist you in the sales process. And importantly, you'll have a great product to sell. To learn more and to fill out an application, go to www.sarasotacashcow.com. That's www.sarasotacashcow.com. Do you want more independent and control of your life? Don't wait any longer. Start now. It's as simple as going to sarasotacashcow.com and filling out an application now.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel and WTMY 1280 in sunny Sarasota and TTRN.com. My next guest has an interesting product, and it's called Flightcaster, and it predicts flight delays, which warn you of a flight delay 6 hours before airline alerts. And here to tell us all about it is co-founder Evan Konweiser. Hello, Kevin, and welcome to Talking Travel.
Good morning, Roy.
Let's start out by by just chatting about how you came up with this idea, and then we can get into how you what formula you use to use this advice.
Sure. Well, my background is in consulting, and so I spent a good chunk of the last several years on airplanes, traversing the country, visiting clients, and working on projects.
Right.
And part of that has also been in the travel industry, so I pay particular attention to how airlines work, both from the operational and business side. And as a frustrated traveler, like a lot of other folks out there, I started thinking about ways to make my experience easier. And what I realized was that what I do intuitively is I look at a whole bunch of information before I fly to make sure that my flight's going to be on time. I look at weather. I look at where my aircraft is coming from. I look at congestion in the airspace and a whole bunch of factors that you could look at all different websites and sources on the that are out there in order to get a better idea of what's going on.
And the airline itself, I would imagine.
Yep, exactly. And together, what I realized was that there might be an analytical solution where we could actually create a product that does that for you, that not only was able to make it easy for somebody who didn't know where to look and also save that person a lot of time rather than looking in all different places, but it could also do some fancy math in the background to make that estimate more powerful than any one person could do themselves.
Well, I guess unless you're a flight controller, it'd be pretty difficult to try and make some of these predictions. Now, when you make these predictions, do you use historical data, probably based on a particular airport? My one that I would be concerned about is Atlanta because of so many flights in and out of there. Is that part of the formula?
Yeah, what we do is it's based on all real-time data, but in order to understand how real-time data will impact your flight, we match it up. We have a 10-year database of flight history. And so what we do is we look for similar circumstances in the past, and that is part. It's one part of how we understand what might happen to your flight. So if we see a particular weather or congestion pattern that looks like it's impacting traffic into or out of Atlanta, we can look at how that might have occurred in the past, both sort of in the short-term history, and then also we can dig for some insights into a more longer-term history as well.
All right, now, you have a free website, but you also have paid applications for iPhone and Blackberries.
That's correct.
Now, how does that work?
So what we want is we'd love people to visit our website. We'd love them to use it to play around with it. But we know that for the business traveler and for folks that find themselves always on the road and not in front of a computer as much as they probably would like, we created applications for the iPhone and BlackBerry. And right now, given the importance of that platform, we have they're for sale right now for $5 in the iTunes store for the iPhone and the iPod Touch, and also in the Crackberry or App World store for the BlackBerry. We may change the business model as time goes on, but right now what we hope is that people do check out our website for free and then decide that it's worth paying a few dollars to have the convenience of it on their mobile app, on their mobile device for when they're actually on the road.
Right, and you know we're all in this to make a buck, so that makes sense to me. So how would this work? You've got the free website, and then I'm on the site now. There's a place here. I'm assuming that you can sign up for the iPhone and BlackBerry service.
Yeah, there's links on the bottom left of the homepage that would take you right to purchasing stores for either the BlackBerry or the iPhone. And so you can play around and check out some flights on our site for free and see how it works, get used to the interface. And then, if you like it and decide that you think it might be useful to you on the road, then we encourage people to download and give it a shot.
Well, in other words, what we'd find is that in most cases, the airlines are going to give you delays based on knowledge that they have at that particular moment. What you're doing is that you're using historical information to predict that it could be later. Now, if a flight was delayed 6 hours, I mean, as long as 6 hours, would that information not be available on the airline's website?
It depends, really. Airlines sometimes are good about reporting delays well in advance, but oftentimes that they're not. And you know, the way I like to talk about it is they just have different needs when it comes to operating and moving their planes. You know, they can't post a delay until they're 100% sure that that plane's going to be late, because they can't risk that people change their plans or don't show up at the gate on time. And if the plane is there ready to go, they need to board that plane and get it out there, you know, to free up the gate, to keep the plane moving, to make sure their operations stay together. But for a consumer, you know, for us as travelers, the needs is a little bit different. You know, we're actually interested to know if there's a really bad storm that has a good chance of making our plane late, because if we learn of that 3 or 4 hours in advance, then we might be able to do something about it. So it's all about, it's about giving a probability and a strong probability in advance so that you might be able to act on that information, rather than the airline, which will give you delay information eventually, but as we all know and have experienced, either for because they don't know or because they're not sure, they don't provide that information necessarily as fast as it could be available otherwise.
Yeah, those are good points, because I'm the worst. Having spent all my adult life in the airline industry, I for some reason or other, I just always assume the airplane is going to be on time. Now, if I see a bad storm, I'll probably plan out. But I'll just show – I don't know. I'd never call. I never check. I just go to the airport, and maybe I think I'm going to work. I don't know. But for some reason or other, it would be nice if my BlackBerry went off and told me at some point that this airplane was going to be 3-4 hours late. At least I could swing in somewhere for lunch.
Exactly. And so, you know, what we want to do is just make sure that people have the information that is available. And this information, you know, the raw data is available to most people if you know where to look. So part of it is just putting all the information in the right place, and then part of it is doing some pretty advanced machine learning algorithmic math behind it in order to make it useful and as accurate as possible. So sort of
now, this is fairly recent that you've launched this system, and how accurate has it been since you started?
So we're still running a full set of metrics that we hope to publish on our website relatively soon. We're working on crunching those numbers. It was our first priority as soon as we got the product out the door. Right now what we're seeing is that we have accuracy rates of about 85% for predicting delays of over an hour.
That's true.
That when we predict a delay over an hour, 85% of the time there actually is a delay over an hour. What we are trying to do as the next step for metrics is pull that further out and see, you know, and see how far in advance we can be accurate with that delay. And the other thing that we're interested in is how many of the long delays do we catch in advance. So if we only catch half of the major delays, then we're only useful half the time. What we want to do is make sure that we're expanding our reach to be able to predict as many delays as possible. Never going to be able to predict if your plane breaks down at the gate when you're pulling out.
But that's a different story.
Fortunately, those are a relatively small percentage of delays, and a large percentage are in our domain.
Now, does this apply to every airline in the United States? Or
Right now, we're doing it for every U.S. domestic flight. So we are covering every airline and every domestic flight in the U.S.
Okay, both the low-cost and the legacy carriers.
Yep, exactly. Now, disclosure, because of quality of our data coming through and operational issues, some airlines will have better predictions than others, and that's something that we're also mining a little bit to understand which airlines we might be more accurate for and which less, so that we can focus a little more of our attention on tweaking how our algorithm works for those that we're less accurate for.
Now, the big question is, I receive a notice from you on my BlackBerry saying that the flight that I'm booked on is 3 hours late. So I gauge my time accordingly. And what happens if all of a sudden whatever was causing this problem has changed and it's now only 1 hour late? Will I receive a message telling me that the information has changed and this is the update?
So we're right now, our next main feature is what we're calling push notification, and that will be something that will send a message to you either through a text message, an email, or just a push feature on your BlackBerry or iPhone that will alert you to changes. And so it'll work both ways. You know, we will alert you, obviously, if we believe that your flight's going to be late, and if there's a change to the official airline alert that says think otherwise, we will alert you about that too.
Evan, give one of the reasons. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One of the reasons that we give probabilities is because we're transparent about how sure we are. You know, if we're not sure if your plane is really going to be late, you will see, you know, 50% here, 50% there probabilities that will give you pause before you act, or you will be less willing to act. If we're really sure because of all factors are converging and we're giving you probabilities of the 70-80%, you know, plus range, then we can be more sure and you're less likely to have that drawn back.
Sounds good to me. Let's let our audience know how they can get more information. The website information would be helpful.
Sure. Please check out our website. It's flightcaster.com, just flight and caster, C-A-S-T-E-R.com. And everything right there is on the website, and as well as a link to shoot us emails if you have any questions or comments.
My guest has been Evan Kahnweiser, and he is the co-founder of Flightcaster. And, Evan, we thank you very much for sharing this with our audience.
Thank you so much for having me, Roy.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you are balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-3147. That's 800-410-3147. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost or obligation, so call now, 800-410-3147.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-338-4300. That's 1-800-338-4300. Call 800-338-4300.
This is Roy Lowy, and you're listening to Talking Travel on WTMY 1280 in sunny Sarasota and on TTRN.com. My next guest is Lisa Codian Fowler, and we're going to chat about an article she's done for Travel World International magazine. And she calls it Getting Personal in the British Virgin Islands. Thank you for joining Talking Travel, Lisa.
Thanks, Roy. It's always a pleasure joining you on the show.
Virgin Islands, beautiful place. The U.S. and the British Virgin Islands are beautiful. Now you went down there to do a couple of cruises on various sailboats. Why don't we start with the first one you did? First of all, where did you go? You went to Tortola.
We started out from Tortola, and as you mentioned, the islands are quite beautiful, and I had sailed there many times, and I sailed with corporate charter companies many times, but never with an organization such as the one that we booked this trip through.
What charter company did you use?
It's called the Charter Yacht Society of the BVI, and it's very different from the larger fleets because it's a nonprofit organization, and it's all-inclusive, it's total luxury. And it represents the cream of the crop. All of their yachts are independently owned and mostly are owner-operated, or when the owners are not chartering the boats themselves, they have hand-picked, very carefully hand-picked their crews. So from the vessels to the crews, everything is first class. And their fleet ranges from 42-foot monohulls to 105-foot monohulls, which are floating five-star hotels.
And these are all inclusive, is that correct?
Yes, everything is included when you book with them. The food, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, all the water sports equipment. Once you book, it's all covered. You're done, and you don't have to think about anything else. And before you book, and I realize I'm just going on and on about this, it's just so exciting and a new discovery for me, they send you a food preference sheet So you list the foods that you love, that you don't like, that you're allergic to, even your bar preferences. So once you get on board, you know that you're going to enjoy all of the meals.
Now, do they also send you some optional itineraries?
You can, yes. That's an option. We let our captains, which this is an option too, let your captain chart your course. We were fortunate in that the two yachts that we sailed aboard, the captains of each coordinated our itinerary so that we didn't see anything twice. We got to see as much as possible in the time we were there.
So you didn't have to do anything but just kick back and enjoy.
Yeah, kick back, ask for another painkiller, which is a drink, by the way. A signature drink of the BVIs.
Ah, that's what a painkiller is.
With rum and coconut and orange juice and nutmeg, I think. It's wonderful. We had a lot of those. So that's what we did. We ate, we drank, we swam, we snorkeled. We got to know our crew. And the first boat that we were on was called the Nutmeg. And our hosts were Sandy and Eleanor. And I tell you, we hit it off right from the minute we met. They're from South Africa. And they leave their home in South Africa every year in season to come and charter this boat. They don't own it, but they were, again, hand-picked to crew this particular cat, which is a 50-foot.
Were they a retired couple, and this was what they do for their spare time, or?
You know, I actually don't know what they do when they're back at home.
Okay.
They may be retired. They have sailed the world. They're veteran sailors. They did it on their own. But because they enjoy the people, they decided to do this in season because they get energy from their guests who are always fun, enthusiastic people. And they said that, you know, people that do this type of trip, everyone that comes aboard, they like to have fun.
Now, what was the boat like?
The boat was absolutely gorgeous. It had four guest rooms, and each guest room has air conditioning, flat screen TVs, ensuite heads and showers. Very, very, totally comfortable. The salon was very spacious. There was a cute little corner bar, which we frequented. And then on deck, the deck was huge, and that was the design of this particular boat was to maximize the on-deck space. So you had areas where you could sit in the shade or you could sun. The trampoline, people who aren't familiar with catamarans, but it's sort of a heavy netting that stretched from one side of the boat to the other, from one hull to the other, and in between is just water. You can lie on the trampoline, look down through the netting, watch the waters passing beneath you, and every now and then get what they call a cat slap, where the water comes up and sort of slaps you, but it's very refreshing, even though it is sometimes surprising.
Yeah, but it cools you down in the warm sun. Yeah, that's very nice. Now, how long were you on this boat?
This boat, well, like I said, we were on each boat for two nights, and we started off our first night. We sailed through. We went to North Sound, and that's a very popular area for charterers. With that's where Leverick Bay is, and the Bitter End Yacht Club, Byrus Creek Resort, and people. There are lots and lots of boats in the harbor close to shore, and people traditionally boat hop. Strangers just go from boat to boat, party, get to know each other, have a good time, and it's really, really fun and lively. But we were having so much fun with Sandy and Eleanor, we just wanted to hang out with them, so we anchored further out. And we decided to grill off the side of the boat. They did a wonderful filet mignon with butter sauce, a mushroom sauce and fresh veggies. And Eleanor did a chocolate mousse with Cointreau, which was outstanding, with Oreo cookies crumbled on it. And that's another thing. The people that are on these boats, whether they own the boat or they're hired crew, a lot of them are trained in the culinary arts. So you're not only getting food you like, but you're getting it prepared in a very, very exquisite way.
Just a thought crossed my mind. You know, when you go on a cruise ship, they have this safety drill. Do they give you a few safety hence in case one of those painkillers, you have one too many and fall off the back of the boat?
Actually, no.
Interesting, huh?
I guess they just throw you a
buoy or something.
Well, fortunately, that wasn't a concern.
Well, that's good. I think that's good.
It is good.
What was your first stop?
The very first stop where we went ashore was the next morning, and that was to Anegada.
It's where all the great lobsters come from.
Oh, they are great. It's a really remote, windswept island known for its lobster, and not everybody gets to go there because only experienced sailors are permitted there.
Yeah, it's a little tricky getting in and out of there, yeah.
It is tricky, and it's kind of far away. I'm not sure, but I believe it's the longest sail to and from that island than anywhere else in the area. On the Cat, it just took us a couple of hours, and that was kind of cool because we got to enjoy the beautiful sail, the flying fish, and there were whales. We didn't see whales, but we did see dolphin.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when you see the dolphins that's sitting in front of your hull as if they were... They're saying, follow me, or they're just trying to race you, you know. It's beautiful, and the waters, as we know, are, you can see down 100 feet. It's just incredibly clear.
It is incredibly clear, and one thing that I had forgotten, which I think I had mentioned to you earlier, is how, I guess, I don't know if there's a higher salt content, but it feels like you cannot sink. You just float. It's the most amazing thing.
I think it was the painkillers.
Well, back to Anegada. So the thing that was great about getting there so quickly is it gave us a full day to enjoy the island, to explore. We went snorkeling. Of course, we stopped for a painkiller at a beachside bar, did a little shopping at a teeny tiny boutique there. And because it's known for lobster, as you mentioned, we decided to all go out to dinner that evening at a place called Whispering Pines Resort. And the tables are outside right at the water's edge. So we had starlight, moonlight, candlelight, and this fabulous dinner. Probably not only one of the best lobster dinners I've ever had, but one of the best dinners I've ever had. It was really
And that's saying something because I know your husband is a fabulous chef. I mean, it's not what he does for a living necessarily, but I've experienced some of his creations, and they're quite wonderful.
Well, thank you. And because he is a good cook, and he actually has been a professional chef, he's pretty picky when it comes to food, and even he voted this a 5-star meal. You can't beat those fresh 2-pound lobsters, that's for sure.
Now, so that was, where did you go from there?
You
were at Whispering Pines.
We went to Whispering Pines, Anegada. We spent the night there.
And you went over to Virgin Gorda, where they have baths in the caves, right?
Yeah, we did that. That was our next morning and our last morning aboard Nutmeg. They took us to the baths, which, as you know, but others may not, they're huge boulders that sheltered these cool pools of water. So it's great to kind of, you walk through and you swim in this cool water, and you kind of climb the rocks. It's almost like Disney, but it's real.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I understand now, as we were talking, there's a second boat, but we've run out of time. Would it be possible for you to come back next week and we discuss the last half of your adventure?
That would be wonderful. I'd love to do that.
That would be terrific. And my guest is Lisa Codianne Fowler. And she's written an article called Getting Personal in the British Virgin Islands for Travel World International Magazine. Thank you for joining us, Lisa.
Thank you, Roy.
And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. From 5 to 6, yours truly, Roy Lowy, will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here on Sundays and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guy.